97.1 FM Talk Podcast
is about saying that when you invest in small businesses, you invest in the middle class, and you strengthen America's economy. Small businesses are part of the backbone of America's economy.
But pardon me, Madam Vice President, the question was, how are you going to pay for it?
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff on the line with us this morning. I had to play that because CBS is slowly leaking out excerpts of the big 60-minute interview with Kamala Harris tonight. And Bill Whitaker, to his credit, actually pushed her on how she's going to pay for this and told her that she's living in la-la land, basically, because Congress is never going to pass those tax plans she wants to pass.
Well, you know, she also said that people need to pay their fair share, when in fact, we all know, if you've been paying attention, and I would expect that most of your listeners have been because they listen to you, so they're paying attention, that you could take all the money from every single billionaire out there, and you're still not going to cover all of the expenditures that our Congress seems to want to pay for.
Right.
They have created a massive debt based upon a wish list of dreams and ambitions, and the Biden-Harris administration has shoveled more money into projects that are not what the American taxpayers want. Here we have now FEMA has taken money and given it to illegals, allowed our money that is supposed to be for Americans to go to fund illegal immigration.
That's misinformation, Jesse Jane. I was told that by the CBS news anchors this morning. That is misinformation that you're giving.
Is it? Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. Stop the presses here. You know, and we have all of these other examples of, for example, we also know that there was a congresswoman on Rita Cosby this weekend. She's the Newsmax hostess.
Yeah.
And they basically showed that money is getting funneled out for homeless veterans has been funneled to illegal immigrants. So you've got FEMA that's broke now, and you've got veterans that are living on the streets. And illegals, they have fully funded all of these illegal immigrants to come here and make profits off of the American taxpayer. And meanwhile, this woman is trying to talk about tax plans that she's going to dream up that are, and she's done nothing for 3.5 years. No, I'm going to say this. It's going on 4 years now. And they have basically eradicated every successful plan that Donald Trump had put into place. So now we've gone backwards instead of forwards. Wages are down over 3%, while under Donald Trump they went up over 8%. That is a simple, clear example right there. Inflation that had steadily risen to a point where wages could not even keep up, and we have now food just 20% higher. We have baby food 29% higher. Car insurance is 54% higher. Our gas, our oil is easily 30 to 40% higher. Everything's higher. Wages are lower. And this lady thinks, you know, she's going to come up with a creative tax plan. My goodness, you couldn't get anything right. So why do we expect we're going to vote you into suddenly being brilliant? Because you're not.
Did you get a chance to see Trump's butler rally?
Oh, absolutely. And I was also with President Trump on Friday.
Okay. All right.
So two things back to back. Friday, he was with the veterans down in Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Veterans Town Hall. I actually spoke with President Trump personally and talked to him about the next plan we want to do for veterans. And then when he was in Butler, what a phenomenal crowd. What, well over 100,000 people easily. Easily. I'm just so impressed. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mark. I know you had a question.
No, I didn't. I was going to ask you because I saw you post something on social media about being at one of his rallies. I just didn't know which one. So,
yes. Well, the Veterans Town Hall in Fayetteville, North Carolina was phenomenal. So it basically wasn't just for veterans. It was basically for North Carolina. And the fact that that man showed up to help people in North Carolina when we have seen little or nothing from the Biden-Harris administration, he asked me backstage, one about the veterans. I said, sir, you have 740,000 veterans in Pennsylvania. That is the largest concentration of veterans in the entire nation is in Pennsylvania. Every swing state has over 600,000 veterans. When you should have seen that outburst of support for this president when he simply came out and said, hey, the first thing I got to do is change this back to Fort Bragg. The crowd erupted because they, you know, base Liberty, what the heck is that? He said, this base has won two world wars, Fort Bragg. And the general that it was named after was one of the great reconcilers after the Civil War that brought the nation together. And these fools want to go out there and change it to Fort Liberty. They, I had five veterans that I had invited. There were three of them that were able to ask questions. One was who got discharged from Space Force because he pushed back on the DEI policies. One who had gotten pushed out because he refused to take the vax. He was an Army Ranger. And Trump looked at him and he says, wow, this guy's right out of Central Casting.
Yeah,
no kidding. Because he was so, yeah. And then we had a Marine who had had served in Afghanistan and asked about the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Additionally, we had a Purple Heart veteran that presented, that had given President Trump his Purple Heart. He had mailed it to him.
Oh,
and
wow.
He came, and he was from Vietnam War. Okay, thank you. Take the Hill Motivators. It's going to be a long week. We got Kamala Harris still mucking everything up.
It's the truth. Jesse Jane, thank you as always. We appreciate that. JesseJaneDuff.com. Be sure and check her out there. Veterans for Trump. I love what she does. We're going to give it to Tom Ackerman. More on the big Mizzou football game when we come back.